to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week is one of those weeks where centuries happen, and frankly, I'm getting sick of it. I am your host, Andrew Hillary, and I am joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Deanna Mackey. Deanna, what is up?
Listen, I'm having a great week. My mom is back listening to the pod.
And oh, shit.
Every text message she sent me this week started with, "Hi, P. Terry." And I know that she thinks that she's so fucking funny. And you know what, Mom? So do I. So do I. You're cute. Thanks for listening to the pod. Sign up for the Patreon. Once again, I'm asking you.
Patreon.com/P Terry.
Yeah. But no, that's not really it.
That is not it. Don't go to that website.
Don't go there. So, good week. We got my mom back into the pod. What else could happen? It's Father's Day. Look, it's the day for your life, Baron.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyways.
I do like Father's Day a lot more than Mother's Day because I don't have anybody to send a happy Mother's Day text to.
Because you don't carry your dad around in a tiny urn in your Honda Fit. Like, that's probably why you like Father's Day better.
Fair enough.
Wait, speaking of our Patreon,
we have a guest this week that we have pulled from the depths of the 25 people that support us on the internet. You may know him because we say his name every week. You may know him from the 2012 Republican primary. Please welcome to the show, Herman Cain.
Oh, shucky ducky.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not actually fucking Herman Cain.
The people don't need to know that. The people don't need to know that.
Hopefully no one is actually fucking Herman Cain. I think that's a crime in like 48 states.
Wait, did Herman Cain die of COVID? He did, right?
Yeah.
Herman Cain's like the only American government official that died of COVID, and that is so fucking funny. Like, why was it him? I liked Herman Cain. Like, not any of his politics or anything, but I just liked him as a person, you know?
Like, as a concept.
Yeah, he was fun.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, quoting Pokemon lyrics at rallies. Hilarious.
Hell yeah. Bring back Herman Cain. Get rid of all the rest, you know? Herman Cain for monarch. alive or dead? Okay, the Holy Ghost. Folks, we have just a jam-packed show for you this week. We also have I forgot my computer charger, so this show might abruptly end, and there's frankly nothing that you're going to do about
it. Much like the world, this show might abruptly end.
Oh, that was way too loud. So we're going to get to the news, but first, we just have a quick word from our sponsors.
I'm going to need to start increasing my psych meds from here on out. So even though I've turned down Patreon money in the past, I'm going to go ahead and plug the Patreon in hopes that we get some more patrons, because then maybe Andrew will offer me money again and I will take it. And in return, I will buy medications that allow me to continue to do this podcast.
Hell yeah. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. Buy Deanna pills. Folks, we are supported by very, very generous people, just like yourselves, just like our guest this week, Herman Cain. Just like, you know, there's so many folks. You could support for as little as $2.50 a month. But if you give $10 a month, we thank you by name. And it really does mean a lot because,
you know what? We should make a $5 hot and ready tier.
We do have a $5 tier. I will absolutely change it to hot and ready as soon as I get home.
Yes. Wait, can the $2.50 tier be Papa John's and the $5 is the Little Caesars hot and ready, and then the $10 tier is Pizza the Hut?
You've got it. Thanks. Look at that. So you have just heard us describe, as we're coming up with in real time, the names of the tiers. Or not we. That was all Deanna. That is a Mackie joint right there. Thank you for
so
that.
So if you sign up at Pizza the Hut level, you will get no pizza, but bonus episodes, sort of, sometimes, as they see fit to record, made by Andrew and our favorite guest, Kennedy.
Hell yeah.
We love Kennedy.
We do love Kennedy. And we also love our patrons at the Pizza the Hut level. So big shout out to Patrick, leave me alone, Zap Actions Downer, CIA Brainbugs, Herman Kane, AJ from Baltimore, Amanda Pucci, and Josh Troopin. Thank you so much. And keep on pizza in the hut.
Don't unhut my pizza.
Now back to the show. And we're back. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for bearing with us through that ad read. Thank you for your support. Folks, Herman, Deanna, we've got a lot of fucking news this week. But I want to start. We don't usually do this. We do not usually do this. We're going to actually begin with some news from the world of sports.
No. I mean,
I love sports. What happened?
This is a very controversial story. This might possibly be the thing that leads some to finally commit to the boycotting of the National Football League. And of course, the thing that I am talking about is this week, it was announced that Little Caesars will be the new official pizza of the NFL.
Wait, that actually gets me back on board with the NFL.
Think about Papa, though.
Fuck Papa.
Papa John's going to be so mad.
Papa is a robber. Papa is a robber and a racist.
True, but no arguments there.
What's that guy's name?
I mean, Caesar wasn't great.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's unpack Caesar for a second.
Let's talk about Big Caesar, and then we're going to get to Little Caesar out in these streets.
Yeah, so Papa John's was the official pizza of the NFL for years, maybe decades. I don't know. I really should look into things whenever I talk about them.
It was Pizza Hut this past year.
Oh, it was? Okay, I didn't know. And here's the thing, like, if you're Papa John's...
Okay, wait, now I am upset. If we went Papa John's straight to Little Caesar, I would have been okay. But we went Papa John to Pizza the Hut, and then... And then we left Pizza the Hut and went back to Little Caesar? No. No.
Can you just imagine the seethe that Papa John must be going through right now? Like, he's like, $5 hot and ready? That's not even a pizza! Like, he's so mad.
$5 hot and ready. I see that on Twitter a lot.
Do you follow
Twitter
Caesar?
Twitter loves Little Caesars.
I think everybody that's broke loves Little Caesars.
No, I thought I meant the NSFW part.
Oh, Deanna, come on. You got to make it dirty like that. That's fucked up, dude. Listen, we're talking about pizza.
I'm talking about $5 hot and ready. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So pour one out for the Papa. I think it's hard to say. He hasn't given any formal comment, but I think it's safe to assume that in response to hearing the news, he upped his pizza consumption to 3 every day.
How is he not dead?
That's how I usually respond to news as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, this is upsetting. I'll just put a pizza on it.
I frequently do that after we record. I'm like, all right, well, that was emotionally devastating. I'm going to eat a pizza about it. This is a medicinal pizza.
I like, though, that you're like, you know what? Emotional devastation is not enough.
I have to destroy my internal organs.
I am lactose intolerant, and so I will now invite physical devastation into the equation.
Well, it's like whenever I was a little kid and I was crying about something emotional and my dad started yelling at me and he's like, I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll give you something you to cry too. About. Diarrhea.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, so anyways, on to more, I guess this is kind of sports news. I don't know. It's hard to, some people don't consider it a sport, but that's not for me to decide. This week, Vince McMahon has announced he is stepping back from his role as CEO of the WWE after the board found at least one, possibly more, multi-million dollar settlements between him and former female employees.
Wow, another guy with a lot of money at the top of a big organization that's exploitative towards women, being found out as being shitty to women. Shock.
Big shock. Are you a wrestling fan?
This is like,
I'm not, but I know I do support the wrestlers finally unionizing.
Hell yeah.
McMahon is gone.
This is a shock to the system. This is a bigger shock to the system than pizza is to a lactose intolerant. I can't believe you drive a fucking ice cream truck, you lactose intolerant fuck.
One time I made the mistake and didn't check. I tried a banana fudge bomb pop and I was like, this is probably fine.
I don't want to hear about a banana fudge bomb pop right now.
It was so good until it wasn't.
Oh no.
Someday they're going to be like, the keys to his ice cream truck were revoked after it was discovered.
I'm getting my ice cream license pulled because I keep shitting myself in the ice cream truck.
License to carry a cone. What? I don't fucking know. Okay.
We're doing our best, folks. Yeah. So I don't know. Vince McMahon, the story is like, they are just kind of pulling these details out, which, like, how the fuck do you pay a $3 million settlement and nobody knows about it for years? Like, that's, I don't know. But
nobody knew about the Washington Commanders for years.
I mean,
I'm actually kind of bummed. I really liked that they just called it the football team for 2 years out of spite. Like, oh, we're not allowed to be racist. Well, then you don't get a team name. Like,
I mean, that's just fucking Daniel Snyder being cheap as fuck, not wanting to buy the copyrights for actual good name.
I didn't think. I thought it was just purely a spite move. Like,
nah, that dude, he sucks. Like, the organization is a dumpster fire.
Wait, can I tell you guys a completely unrelated news story of yesteryear that kind of has to do with naming rights?
Let's just say yes.
Okay, thanks, because I've been crying all morning. And so if you had said no, I don't know where this podcast would have gone the way of the banana fudge butt bomb or whatever the fuck it was.
So, like, shit everywhere.
So, a few years ago, the, like, basketball arena in Miami was due for a new name. Like, the naming rights contract was up. And for a while, the main contender for the naming rights for this arena was Bang Bros. And they had, like, a $10 million, like... They had one of the higher bids, and then they also, like, are based in Miami. So they were like, we have, like, a legitimate claim to naming an arena here. And they wanted to call it the Bang Bros Center, a.k.a. the BBC. And that's a piece of news that lives in my head rent-free forever. Like, Bang Bros just trolling the entirety of everybody by trying to get, like, the arena the Miami Heat play in to be called the BBC. I just fuck.
Yins want to go catch the Heat at the BBC. Like it.
Make America great again. That's
make America great for once. Fuck.
The
Bang Bros.
Welcome to the NBA on TNT. Today, the Boston Celtics play at BBC against the Miami Heat.
Yeah, right?
Hell
so
yeah.
Funny.
Look, I would tune in to that not knowing what I was about to watch. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, dude.
You guys gonna watch the Heat on the BBC tonight?
Anyways, wait, is BBC this also? Never mind.
Yep, it is. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, the British Broadcasting Channel also.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Out here just confusing people.
So Vince McMahon stepping back from his role. Luckily, though, his daughter is taking over, so I don't think there will be any change in anything. And he's not stepping down. He's stepping back, which means he'll probably take back over eventually. I don't know. Wrestling is weird to me. I don't understand why people get excited to see who will win something that is already predetermined. But if you enjoy it, have fun.
Because here's the thing is, if you are watching it, you don't know what is predetermined to happen.
You know how sometimes in a sports game, your team will lose and you'll be like, we got robbed. People also say that in wrestling. Like, oh, this guy should have won. And it's like, I mean,
Well,
that wasn't in the script. Sorry.
Yeah, but okay. Like, people get excited to watch movies and the scripts for them are already written. Like, people get hype about like Marvel movies, or like you get hype about like some Batman shit, but like you already know Batman's gonna fucking win. Like, you ain't going to the Batman movie to watch Batman lose.
New take on the Batman. They've made enough Batman movies. He wins in every one of them. They need to make a Batman movie where he just loses.
Yeah, white guys are downtrending in popularity. And so, based on the fact that at the end of the day, Batman is just a white guy, a privileged white guy, I think it's time. It's time.
I think it's time. Batman deserves to take an L.
First, we take down Papa John.
There are a couple Batman movies.
First, we take down.
I mean, the animated ones.
Oh, okay. I've never seen any of those.
First, we take down Papa John. Then we take down
Batman.
Well, we had to take down Vince McMahon in the middle.
Vince McBatman. Let's move on.
Papa McBatman. Mom, if you sign up for the Patreon, sign up as Papa McBatman.
Hell yeah. Now we're moving on. This isn't necessarily sports, but it is rich guys we don't like. So, you know, there's kind of a theme. I don't know. This week, the MyPillow guy, he was dealt a critical blow when Walmart announced that they would be removing his pillows from the shelves. Now, of course, this is being done because their ratings from customers have dropped down a significant percentage. And also, that's the only reason. Walmart does not care about your politics. But, of course, Mike Pillow, his name's Mike Pillow. Mike Pillow.
Is this like Mike Hawk? Like, is that a thing on a...
He cited cancel culture as the reason for his pillows being removed. He said, "We're being canceled."
They're always being canceled.
I know.
I think I would like to get canceled. Like, here's the thing about you get canceled, and then like half the people who wanted to cancel you keep supporting you, and like all the people who didn't want to cancel you support you harder. Like, I feel like you are the people who complain about being canceled are complaining about like 1/4 of the people who ever or never gave a shit about them not giving a shit about them. Like, I feel like getting canceled at this point, because of the platform that we still allow the canceled to have, getting canceled is a come up.
Yeah. We
honestly,
we do everything so fucking wrong in this shithole. Jesus Christ.
Like, how many people have been canceled and aren't more rich now?
Yeah, like
pretty few. I
Herman
think.
Cain died of COVID, and now he's on a fucking podcast. We're just like, Herm, you're canceled, and he was like, "Shucky ducky, I'll be there at noon."
I was thinking about this because I needed to buy new pillows like a couple weeks ago, and I was at Walmart and I saw the My Pillow, and I almost bought one. So I was like, you know, I like literally need a pillow, and like I don't know. Whatever, but I decided not to. But now I'm kind of mad because that was my only shot, my one chance to buy a My Pillow. So I don't know. Rest in peak, Mike Pillows. Did I say rest in peak?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They are resting in peak. They are. They are at peak. My Pillow is probably thriving.
So in our final story about rich guys we don't like, oh, Deanna. We've got some Musk news.
Not the wax man. I'm already sick to my stomach. Don't make me think about Elon Musk's face.
I think this one's good. Now, it's very hard to get excited. I'm sure there's a low likelihood that anything actually good will come from this. But this week, Elon Musk was sued for $258 billion due to his actions pumping and dumping Dogecoin. So this guy, and it's like another rich guy that lost money on Dogecoin or whatever, so like I don't know, I think fuck everybody involved, but this guy made a good point, which is that Elon Musk like artificially inflated the cost of Dogecoin by like tweeting about like Doge to the moon or whatever, and then like liquidated his holdings after he made money on it, which is like I don't know. I'm not well versed enough to say for certain, but I'm pretty certain this is like the textbook definition of like doing illegal stock stuff or whatever. Not stocks, but yeah, this is like the reason that the FEC exists. Nope, that's the wrong commission. What's the one?
The SEC.
SEC is to stop people from doing this and punish them for doing it. Now, well,
you know what? He's not doing anything other than what they all do. He just did it on Twitter. And so, like,
he just blatantly incriminated himself while he was doing it.
Yeah. I mean, but that's it. That's what we're in the era of, is everybody just being an open air piece of shit. Like, they're just like, I am a turd drying in the sun. Admire me.
I thought everybody knew Dogecoin was like a joke.
Well, it was supposed to be a joke until Elon Musk got involved and like basically tried to legitimize, like bought up a bunch of shares at this like low price and then tried to run it up. And then when it ran up, he had like such a significant holding of it that he dumped it all and it tanked it. And everyone else who had bought in on like the way up as he was encouraging it to go fell prey to him dumping it out because it tanked the value of it and people lost money. But also at the same time, I don't know that the best choice for your money when you are living in meager means is to like take all that you have and put it into an unstable, volatile investment market.
Folks, we don't have any positive investment advice, but I will say one investment warning is don't do what the guy who thinks Rick and Morty is cool says to do.
Yeah, don't, if you think that liking Rick and Morty, if you think that liking Rick and Morty makes you smarter than other people or that you like Rick and Morty because you're smarter than other people, don't believe anything you have to say.
Go find a mirror, point it, and call yourself a liar.
A loser.
Ooh. Harsh words. So, I don't know. Elon Musk, I think he is worth like $209 billion. So, I don't think he'll lose this suit. But if he does and he has to pay... If Elon Musk gets his entire net worth wiped out because of his Dogecoin tweets. Look, I tweeted this earlier this week. If the entire fucking world ends, if everything else goes from bad to worse to the worst, but Elon Musk also loses all of his money because he couldn't stop tweeting, I think it'll be worth it. I truly do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's a kind of cancel. That's how canceling should work.
Yeah. Yeah. To go from being the richest man in the world, in the history of the world, to being penniless because you were like, Dogecoin, dude.
Not even penniless. Negative 50 billion. Negative 50 billion. You about to be poor as fuck, bitch. Enjoy.
Hell yeah.
I've been doing it and I'm not getting any better at it. And you're just starting. So I'm sure it's going to be hell for you.
Yeah, we're way ahead of you on this one, Elon.
We've
sorry,
been practicing,
buddy.
And we're still bad.
We are the future. So let's talk about guns. Bam, bam, bam. Wait, what? We've got some gun news. This week, a bipartisan. Probably hundreds of people since we last recorded, but that's not the news we've got.
My spirit.
Yeah. Unrelated, but true. This week, a bipartisan group of 10 senators, or excuse me, 10 Republican and 10 Democratic senators, announced a deal on gun control. They put together a filibuster-proof deal to finally do something about guns. What's in the bill, you may be asking? Federal grants for states to adopt red flag laws, a.k.a. there's money that would be promised if states do something about guns. They're like, hey, if you guys fix this, we'll reward you. That's their deal. They're like, we finally done something, which is we created a bonus for people to do something.
Like, do they realize that I could go to Florida and get a gun and just bring it back to New Jersey?
I think they do, but it's that weird, like how they always talk about how many gun crimes there are in Chicago, even though Chicago's got Why is my accent's Chicago's got, you know, like my accent's coming in real thick right now. Even though Chicago or Illinois has pretty strict gun laws, they're like, well, there's so much gun crime in Chicago. It's like, yeah, dude, it's like 45 minutes from Indiana where you can just get a gun if you like wink at somebody. Like, there's just a, it's not a cognitive dissonance. It's just like selective argumentation. Like, they talk about gun laws not working and they use examples that, like, they know that that's not. That their logic is flawed, but they also know if they say it, the people that support them will be like, yeah, that's what I said. It's horrifying, but you know, don't worry. It's not just this group of senators that are taking action on guns. You know, in response to the Uvalde shooting a few weeks ago, many people around the country are doing their part. This week, the governor of Ohio signed a bill into law that will allow teachers to carry guns in the classroom with only 24 hours of training.
I love how the solution to school shooters is now you don't even have to find a gun. Your teacher will have it.
Bring your gun to class day.
Emma didn't like that either. She whimpered.
Yeah. So this is good. You know, 24 hours of training. Deanna, how many hours of training did you have to do to be a hairdresser?
1250.
Well, that's just a little more than half of 24. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Do you mean 1,250?
1,250 hours?
1,250.
1,250 hours of hair training.
It's more than you need to be a cop.
24 hours of training, and they can, like, the training is supposed to be like training people to be in like intensive shootout situations. Like, I don't know, dude. I feel like 3 full days is not enough. 3 like work days or whatever.
That feels a little scant.
It's probably not even like real training. They're probably just like playing Call of Duty and calling it training.
Everybody knows teachers love Call of Duty. But yeah, other people are taking action as well. This week, over 200 Hollywood stars signed an open letter calling on Hollywood to stop using guns so much. They're like, hey, you know, we got a lot of people shooting each other on screen. We should maybe do something about that. They're doing the own, like, blame video games for Columbine thing, but to themselves. It's so weird.
Dumb.
What is astounding is that in the face of everything that fucking happens, we can't manage to limber up our minds to come up with progressive solutions, but we can limber them up to gymnastics ourselves into thinking that the way that things are is essentially fine. Like, I don't understand how many isolated occasions have to happen for that not to be a one bad apple. Like, y'all, I think the crop is rotten. I think the bugs got
I think
to
we
it.
Need to stop eating apples. And frankly, they don't keep doctors away anyways. Doctors are fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, doctors are the ones poisoning the apples. They're in cahoots with the poison companies.
If you call poison control, it's just an apple that answers the phone. It's fucked up. People don't talk about this enough.
Yeah, doctors are just a scam. First they poison you, then they make you pay for a prescription for the antidote.
Look, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Look, folks, tear up your insurance cards. Their doctors are your enemies. Anyways.
The fox is in the hen house.
The doctor fox is in. Never mind. As I said,
Dr. Fox and the hot chicks of the hen house.
This week at the BBC.
A Bang Bros production.
But like I said, you know.
Wait, they started screening their like porn releases at the BBC.
Hell, I mean, I'd go. Like I said, I'm going to Miami. But yeah, there's a lot of people that are doing something about the problem of guns. This week, the Uvalde Police Department hired a private law firm to argue that it does not need to release any body cam footage or transcripts from the day of the shooting. They're like, hey, I don't think you guys need to see this. I think we can seal these records, right? That's fine. There's like internal.
Yeah, we definitely should steal records on an investigation in progress. That doesn't impede anything.
No, 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 of course not. And they said that it could be of great public embarrassment to the police department if anything came out from it. It's like, Jesus,
you
Christ.
Guys are already a great public embarrassment.
Yeah.
Can you guys just stop tweeting all your goddamn business?
There was a report. So there's like people that are involved in law enforcement in the area that are like going on the record. Or what's it called whenever you don't say your name?
Anonymous
sources that are reporting on how bad this was. So there's like little bits leaking out. A new report this week from one of the law enforcement sources said that surveillance footage inside the school showed that police never even tried to open the door to the classroom. They never even turned the handle. And somebody that worked at the school said the doors don't lock from the inside or something, like that the guy couldn't have locked the door. They didn't even try the door.
I hate it here.
I hate it so much. But again, as this gets further and further away, you know, less people think about it. And, you know, we need to do something. I don't know. These police officers deserve to be called out for the cowards that they are every day until they're not here anymore. Elon, burn the world down. Take the cops out. So our last story dealing with guns. This is so exciting. This week, a 70-year-old man opened fire at a church potluck in Alabama. Now, three people were killed. That's not the exciting part. Although this, it doesn't count as a mass shooting because only three people were killed. The exciting part is the shooting was brought to a halt when another potluck attendee hit the man with a chair.
Again?
Again. A good guy with a chair saved yet another day.
The Adventures of Chairman.
We need to get rid of Batman and introduce Chairman.
And also introduce Quail Man a la Doug Funny.
I mean, that just really shows you how useless the Uvalde police are. I mean, it's a school. There's plenty of chairs.
Look, there's chairs everywhere.
I've hit someone with the chair for looking at me wrong.
I keep it. There's a new bill in Pennsylvania allows you to open carry chairs.
Yeah, that's why the parking chairs people have, you know, like in Pittsburgh, we put out those parking chairs. It's like the people who put a sign on their front door that's like, we have guns in this house and we will shoot you. It's like, well, I've got a chair on the street and I'll come out there and fucking smack you down. It's like the church basement kind. You ain't going to like that shit.
I accidentally ran over somebody's parking chair in the ice cream truck. I felt so bad, dude.
I don't. I use the parking chair, but also if someone disrespects my parking chair, I'm like, all right, I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah.
And then usually I fold the parking chair up and put it on their car.
So, yeah, I don't know. Look, there's a lot of different solutions to guns. So far, the only one that has been proven to work is hitting somebody with a chair. So, I don't know. ATF, look into that. Is that the right guy? I'm getting all the government fucking agencies wrong today. My brain is not working well.
No, that's ATF right. ATF is right. Firearms. The F in ATF is firearms.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
One of my favorite podcasters, this guy named Adam Todd Brown, he's been talking about starting a Substack for a while, like a year, and he hasn't started it yet. But the name he has picked out for it is Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Friends, and I love that. Folks, go subscribe to that page, that Substack that,
you know
that
what?
Doesn't exist.
Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Friends sounds like the recipe for everything you need for a mass shooting.
Or a really fun party.
Or a really fun party that ends in a mass shooting.
The Venn diagram of parties and mass shootings is
alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and friends.
We figured it out, folks.
Frenemies.
All right, let's move on. We've solved the gun problem. It's just going to take a while for the government to, you know, issue a chair to every man, woman, and child. And yeah, let's see here. This week, the January 6th hearings continued. The Democrats are determined to get to the bottom of whether or not there was anybody did anything bad. Although they did already say that no arrests will come out of the January 6th hearing. So I guess that actually clears it up.
Oh, my God. Merrick Garland is useless.
Completely.
Christmas Garland, however.
So there
listen,
were...
I'm just going to tell the nobody who's listening to this that moments before recording, I dissolved a Klonopin under my tongue. So I'm going to just continue to be whispering weird free word associations and saying not much else. And that's what you're getting.
Look, you're getting an episode this week and it costs you nothing. I guess it costs you like an hour and a half of your time. So
you
never
know
mind.
What? You're getting an episode within an episode.
So you're getting a disclaimer 20 minutes or 30 minutes into an episode. So.
Episode-ception.
You're getting an episode. We're having an episode. Everything is fine.
I mean, look, a 30 minute in disclaimer is pretty good because I did text you this morning and I was like, kind of in distress, but I'm chilling. You were like, what's up? I was like, we'll talk about it when we get there. And then half an hour you showed up and I was fucking sobbing. So
yeah. Yeah. I opened the door and I was like, oh, what is that? Oh, geez. Okay.
Sounds like an Irish funeral up there. What's going on?
Listeners, do you ever weep? Do you ever sob? Right in.
Do you ever wail?
There was some wailing.
I was definitely wailing.
Do you ever do hooting and hollering, but in a sad way?
I think that's called howling.
Howling. Howling, yes. So the hearings have continued this week for January 6th. The only revelations of note were, one, Trump called the election a fraud. And two, you're not going to believe this, Herman Cain. You're not going to believe this, Deanna. Rudy Giuliani was drunk. I'm pretty sure he has been drunk the whole time.
Is when he gets drunk when his hair color runs down his cheek and starts twerking?
Yeah, if you play that clip to music, it's actually going right with the beat. So the one funny thing, though, about these trials is that YouTube deleted the video from like C-SPAN of the trials because it included Trump's claims about the election being stolen. Like the automatic algorithm deleted congressional hearing videos because it included Trump's own words. Very funny.
Wow, it's almost like algorithms like don't know.
Well, you know, Al Gore never could dance, so Al Gore rhythm doesn't make any sense. I should kill myself. Let's move on. This week,
because Al Gore ain't got no rhythm.
What did you just try and green button me, Herman Cain?
Yes.
God damn it.
Oh, I thought the green button was for me saying because Al Gore ain't got no rhythm.
Look, there's a variety of things. There's a variety of bad jokes that deserve to be called out and mocked and ridiculed. But hey, you know
but
what?
I've suffered enough.
Yeah. We each get one green button.
Well, I thought you were going to say we each get one Klonopin to dissolve.
So let's move on. This week, a production team for Stephen Colbert's The Late Show was arrested for trespassing in one of the buildings in the Capitol. They like went in to do some interviews of congresspeople, and then they just stayed later than they were allowed to be inside. One of the people that was arrested was the guy that does the puppet in the voice for Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Wait. Did they try to, where'd they get locked? Where'd they get what?
Not in the Capitol building, but like one of the congressional buildings or something like that.
They tried to night at the museum, the congressional building?
Yes, with Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, and they got caught. Like, they got arrested, so I doubt this is true, but I can only imagine somebody being put in handcuffs while they're wearing a puppet. Like... It's very fun to think about.
Listen, I've been put in handcuffs wearing a costume or two. It's all right.
Puppets and costumes, vastly different.
My costume was a puppet.
If only. So we've got a couple stories about people dying. Yay. we're going to begin. This week, a man died in the California desert after running out of gas. Now, this may seem like a sad story, and I guess, you know, in a way, it really is. However, the place in California is called Death Valley. I hate to victim blame, but, like, if you don't check and make sure you have enough gas before driving through Death Valley...
In the middle of the summer?
I feel like you're kind of asking for it. Is that bad to say?
Don't question this person's motives. Maybe he was asking for it. Maybe he wanted it to look like just a... He was like, I would rather everyone that knew me and I felt like didn't love me, but maybe might have. I just want them to feel like this was an accident.
Oh, he's doing suicide by... but he was doing a cover-up for a suicide.
Yeah, I think he was like... I'm just going to go out to the desert and chill and die.
Hell yeah. Well, good for him then. This, I guess, is a good news story, but...
Love to see a sad man winning.
We love to see a sad king L take an L, right? Yeah. Or take a W. Hell yeah. So also this week in India, this is a very exciting story, Herman Cain. Deanna sent me a text about this story. Deanna was doing some research. Can you believe it?
Oh
no,
my
it's
gosh.
Unbelievable.
Great job, Diana. Deanna.
Hell yeah. So a 70-year-old woman in India this week was trampled by an elephant. This elephant escaped from like some wildlife reserve and it trampled this old lady. And days later, when her family was preparing her last ritual, her funeral pyre, the elephant like popped back up out of the woods and grabbed her corpse off of the funeral pyre and threw her into the air and then just walked back into the woods. What did this lady do to this elephant?
You know what? When I was in like elementary school, I loved when we would do that thing where you had like everybody held that big parachute and like somebody was on it and they would like pop you up into the air. And I thought maybe that was nice for her.
Yeah. Who doesn't love to get thrown up into the air by an elephant after that same elephant killed you a couple days later, you know? Life isn't always good, but it sure is interesting.
I think her ghost had a great time.
Yeah, because everybody's ghost goes to their own funeral. How often do you see your body getting thrown? Very rarely. I would say almost never.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hope my ghost doesn't have to go to my funeral. I don't want to listen to a bunch of people lying about how much they liked me.
Hey, I will not be lying. But I probably will be wearing a suit with cut off sleeves so that people could see how cool my tattoos look. So I won't be lying about missing you, but I will be embarrassing myself. Deal?
My corpse will be embarrassing itself.
Deanna, do you need a minute? You're melting over there a little.
No, I was thinking about my really elaborate funeral plans.
Folks, this is a dark episode.
No, okay, so, like, my funeral is going to be fun as fuck. Okay, first of all, I would like to be hooked up to a pulley system. And then, like, preferably during, like, a particularly emotionally moving speech about me, like, when that's over, I want the transition music to the next speaker to be Return of the Mac. And then I want somebody... Yeah, Return of the Mac. And then, like, they pull the pulley and I just pop the fuck up. That's funny because my last name is Mackie. Anyways, yeah, that's one of my many, that's one of my many, many great funeral plans. They evolve over time. So, okay. Maybe getting tossed by an elephant could be a new one.
Hell yeah. That's doing it. That's hell yeah. So let's move on. We've got some Alaska news. She's like Alaska. Oh my God. This is actually really bad news. I shouldn't be laughing. This week we got the results from the special election, the primary for the single solitary congressional seat from the state of Alaska. And folks, I regret to inform you that Santa Claus was eliminated from the running. He came in sixth place with 4.6%.
What the fuck are Alaskans doing?
They are voting for Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin beat Santa Claus. She didn't win outright because you need a majority of the votes. She did come in first, but there's going to be a runoff between her and the two people below her, maybe three. I don't fucking know. I didn't recognize any of the other names, but yeah, sadly, Santa Claus will not be representing the great state of Alaska. I don't know if you could call it great if they don't vote Santa.
I feel like, you know, Sarah Palin does carry around a sack of bullshit, so maybe they got confused.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So pour one out for Santa. You know, it would look, there's people that sometimes you just want them to be in powerful positions because of their name. Like, you know, there's that guy Sheldon Whitehouse. I don't even know what his politics are or not, but I would vote for him to be president just because then you could be like, this week, this news story out of the White House. Like, yeah, look,
I mean, Sarah Palin sucks, but at least she's like funny.
You
she's
know,
gonna go out of Congress.
Make
she's
politics
say
funny.
Crazy
then.
Shit.
Yeah. Look, she'll be like wasted trying to party with Rudy Giuliani at the January 6th committee that'll still be happening 3 years from now for some reason.
She'll get into a twerking competition with his hairline, hair color melt.
Her and Lauren Boebert will team up against Marjorie Taylor Greene and still lose because Marjorie Taylor Greene's beast mode or something. I don't know. Have you seen Marjorie Taylor Greene's workout plan or whenever she was doing those pull-ups?
Yeah, that was crazy. It was like,
no.
She looked like
what
she
are
was
you
doing,
doing?
She looked like she was doing the worm vertically. It was fucking wild. yeah, Sarah Palin and Lauren Boebert, yins are going to get your shit rocked. I'm sorry. MTG? Yeah, that's right. Magic the Gathering is going to fuck y'all up. But, in other Alaska news, this week, a number of students at an elementary school fell ill after being served breakfast. It was later discovered that instead of milk, the students were served chemical floor sealant. This specific sealant is like white and kind of milky in texture. And so all these little kids drank this despite it tasting nothing like milk and also burning their throats as it went down.
Kids are so fucking dumb.
Look, none of them died, so we can't officially laugh at them. They are very stupid. They drank this. They're like, hey, this milk doesn't taste like milk and it's also burning. Better finish my glass. But yeah.
What the fuck is happening to this country?
Look, we used to be a proper country.
The old milk burn.
Look, all I'm saying is that no entire first grade class has ever drank floor sealant instead of milk under Donald Trump's presidency. Make America great again.
Like, what the fuck is the FDA doing?
I feel like entire social classes wanted to drink floor sealant.
Oh, wait. People were actually drinking bleach to cure COVID. Never mind. You know what? I rescind my previous state. The worst week yet would like to issue a formal apology. The views of Andrew Hillary are not representative of Andrew Hillary or the Worst Week Yet Incorporated or Herman Cain or Deanna or Emma.
I endorse nothing, and my dog endorses even less.
Gravy is
on board,
though.
I endorse Pokemon.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite Pokemon? No, stop. Forget that question. Fuck, marry, kill the original three, Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur.
Okay. I feel like you gotta marry Squirtle. You get a lot of mileage out of that.
Squirtle is wet. Water Pokemon.
So Ben Shapiro is definitely out on Squirtle.
Yeah, he doesn't go for that.
Okay, kill Charmander because I don't need all that fire around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna burn down my house.
You really got to be careful with the Charmander.
Fuck Bulbasaur.
Right.
I mean, it's like Bulbasaur is like a plant, I guess.
I feel like I would fuck Charmander because that should be spicy, and then like Bulbasaur gotta go.
I'm going to marry Charmander specifically because, you know, I smoke a lot of cigarettes and that way I'll never need a lighter. fucking Squirtle. I guess I'm killing Bulbasaur. You know what? I am killing Bulbasaur because I ain't like, I'm a meat eater. I don't want to fuck with no plants. Fuck Bulbasaur. Sorry.
Sorry.
Listeners, write into worstweekyet@gmail.com and tell us your fuck, marry, kill of the original three Pokemon. Let's move on. In other stupid people news, this week a California man was arrested after a hidden camera he placed at an ex's house during a high school graduation party was discovered. Now, the evidence was pretty damning. This fucking idiot turned the camera on before he hid it. So the police, like, they found this camera at the high school graduation party. And they looked at the fucking SD card, and the very first thing on the video was him being like, oh, gotta put this right here. So, I don't know. Crimes are, I guess, sometimes hard to get away with, but, like, damn, dude, turn the camera on when your face isn't in front of it.
Like, here's the thing, is, like, if you are not good at technology, like, I am not good at technology, so I stick to low-tech crime. Like, you're going to see me out here trying to do, like, a phishing email scam with, like, white-collar fraud attached to it. Because you know what? I'm not smart enough for that kind of crime. The problem is that people overestimate, really, their capacity for anything. Like, admit what you are smart enough for. I'm not smart enough for that kind of crime. I'm smart enough to shoplift and, like, talk my way out of speeding tickets. And that's the crime I stick to.
Yeah, yeah. I go even further back. I steal, like, wood, and I only steal things that existed from before the Bronze Age.
I try not to commit crime. I'm paranoid as fuck.
Fair enough. I don't commit it. I drive usually below the speed limit. Let's see. What crimes have I committed recently? FBI, are you listening? Are you listening? Let's move on. Now, Hermit Kane, as you know, you're a longtime listener. Every week we discuss the coronavirus, COVID-19, the pop that we just can't stop. So this week, I don't know, Case.
They told me it wasn't real, Andrew.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Trump.
Donald Trump, come on the podcast. We just want to talk. So cases appear to be leveling off a little bit, around 100,000 every single day. They're just kind of staying there. But again, there's so many at-home tests. The reality is nobody has any idea how many people have COVID. This week, we did find out one person that has COVID, and that is none other than frenemy of the pod, Anthony Fauci. Fauci got COVID.
Wow.
This is he's like the last person other than Joe Biden that had never gotten COVID. Which means, like, there's only one domino left to fall. And I've been saying from the beginning, if Joe Biden catches and then dies from COVID, that would be very funny.
Fucking hilarious.
Super fucking funny.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of really terrible implications, like whether or not the leader of your country is good or bad. Having them, like, suddenly die in the middle of their presidency is not good. Like, but again, very funny.
It's a shame that, like, all the presidents are, like, immune or, like, can't die from COVID. Like, Jair Bolsonaro caught it, like, 12 times. He's still fucking alive.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, it's because only the good die young, and he's pretty bad.
Yeah, only the good die of COVID. Rest in peace, Herman Cain, this week's guest from beyond the grave.
You.
Also, the CDC officially signed off on kids 6 months and up being able to get the vaccine. So we did it, or whatever. I don't know. I would be shocked if many people even took their kids to get vaccinated at this point. Like, I think only a third of eligible people even got the booster shot, which was very shocking. Cause, like, I think it's like 60% of people got the first two doses.
Here's the thing. I got the first two doses, and then I got the booster, and then I got COVID again. And then as soon as I was eligible for more COVID after that COVID, I got COVID again. So I feel like no matter what I do, every time I'm physically eligible for COVID, I'm going to get it.
I've been doing the chain smoking nonstop for the last 3 years and have somehow avoided it. Folks, you need to be smoking more cigarettes. And Joe Biden, he's probably chiefing cigs in the background, you know?
I can imagine. That sounds true.
So let's see. Oh, in other news, this week, the crypto markets have crashed in a dramatic way. A lot of markets are not doing well, but crypto lost
Have you heard about the supermarket? That shit got, the prices are going crazy.
Crypto as a whole lost more than a third of its value this week, like $2 trillion just vanished. And a lot of the people that stand to profit are telling us now is the time to buy. They keep saying bear market, which I looked up the definition of a bear market. I don't know. That sounds like some gaslighting shit. They're like, no. When everything's doing bad, that's whenever you need to give us more money.
The essential philosophy behind any kind of investing is like, buy when the market is down and then hold it and sell when the market is up. That's not like unique to crypto.
Right. I was just saying the word bear market is dumb. There's no mention of a bear in the definition. What? Just call it something else. Leave bears out of this. Hank the Tank would never invest in crypto, okay? He is a legend and he must be protected at all costs. Anyways, in one day, I think it was yesterday, I don't know what day it was, Bitcoin lost 13% of its total value. The stock market is also dipping, though not as dramatically. And so this week the Fed raised interest rates. 0.75 percentage point, which they said is like they haven't raised them that high in like 30 years all at once. So I don't know. They're trying to fight off inflation. No clue if this will work.
The Fed started this shit.
Yeah, I don't really understand this stuff enough to say this with certainty, but I've heard a few people saying that the tactics that the Federal Reserve is doing are actually meant to suppress wages to like punish workers rather than bring down prices. So I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, I've listened to a bunch of podcasts and read on this shit. So like the whole, they want to reduce everyone's buying power to like decrease demand.
Yeah.
That prices will have to fall, which is like stupid. But also, they're the ones responsible for inflation because they printed like trillions of dollars when the first COVID dip happened.
Yeah.
And we all got fired from our jobs and shit. So they just printed so much fucking money, like more money than they printed in like ever.
Yeah.
In the span of a month.
And the majority of that money just went to like corporations and fucking billionaires anyways. Like it's very frustrating, but
right. People keep wanting to talk about like the economy being at a 40-year low, but like when are we going to talk about billionaire and like billionaire corporations profits being at a 50-year all-time high?
Yeah, it's like, you know, one might argue that the two could be somehow related.
No.
No. Wrong. Canceled. But yeah, they keep saying they want to reduce people's buying power to bring down demand, which will, that's like the only way that they can do anything about inflation, which first of all, it's not the only way. It's just that they refuse to do the other things like price controls and like punishing companies for price gouging. They're never going to do that. So they're like,
or like raising wages.
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding? But here's the thing is that like, this plan will not work. Americans are so cucked by capitalism that like giving us less money isn't going to bring down demand. We just all have credit. Like the fact that gas is $5 a gallon now, people aren't driving any less. Like in 2008, that happened. Like whenever gas was like $4 a gallon, like all of a sudden people stopped buying big cars and shit. And like people's behavior changed. People like weren't able to drive as much, but now the gas went up to $5 a gallon. Nobody has stopped driving at all. Like there's still traffic everywhere. We just like, oh, it costs more. Well, I need to have it, so I'm gonna pay it. Like our brains are fucking broken. This not only won't work, it'll just make everything fucking worse.
I mean, like,
their fucking
so much
half-cocked ideas do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Herman. Mr. Kane, you have the floor.
I mean, like, I turned 18, and, like as soon as I turned 18, like, 5 credit card companies were offering me credit cards and shit.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the only reason why most people have anything nice, is that, like, you know, these boomers are like, oh, stop buying iPhones if you want to. It's like, dude, stop giving us credit cards. We're young and stupid. Of course, if you give us a card that says we can have the nice thing, we're going to buy it.
Yeah, I read somewhere once that, like stocks and investments is the currency of the wealthy, money is the currency of the middle class, and credit is the currency of the poor. And I just, that sticks with me.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
That is the only currency I have liquid available to me.
I have a truck full of ice cream, and I know how to use it. Not responsibly.
Make yourself sick.
I guess I don't know how to use it, as I nearly shit myself once because I didn't check if something had milk in it. So, yeah, I don't know. Everything's crashing. Like I said, it's all going to get worse before it gets any better. But again, hopefully Elon Musk goes broke too. That's the only thing that is giving me hope. Let's move on. Speaking of everything getting worse, this week the Environmental Protection Agency, they released a report saying that quote-unquote forever chemicals are more harmful than they originally thought. These are things like PFAs, which I think are like microplastics or something. I don't fucking know. Some chemical that's in everything.
Wow, something we're going to make and then keep around forever is like probably not great.
Yeah.
Surprise.
The PFAs are found in drinking water, cosmetics, and food packaging. So essentially everything that we put in or on our body every day.
You know where PFAs aren't really found?
Where's that?
In the courts where women who need protection from abuse are asking for them.
Good point. You know, I say less PFAs, more PFAs.
Yeah. Redistribute the wealth of PSAs. Wealth redistribution for PSAs. I want to do socialism PSAs. Oh, PFAs.
I like the idea. Pick up your microphone before you start talking about it. I love you.
Listen. I am trying to solve a decade of emotional problems with a bagel. I will pick up this microphone when I goddamn well please.
Fair enough. Okay.
Oh, what kind of bagel?
Plain.
Oh, that's, you could probably solve like a week's worth of problems with a plain bagel. What kind of cream
maybe
cheese?
Maybe like a day.
Plain cream cheese, plain bagel. That'll solve a decade, right?
I don't know. I'm a 32-year-old white woman. I don't have much else.
Fair enough.
Plain bagel in a Starbucks. Like, fuck off.
Deal. So we are going to do just a quick update on the war in Ukraine. But you know, Russia, they're still invading. This is so exciting. This week in Moscow, McDonald's reopened under a new name. Now, if you remember back at the beginning of Russia's invasion,
Mossdonald's.
a lot of companies, they're like, all right, we're done doing business with Russia. McDonald's closed up all 850 stores and they sold them to a Russian businessman. He has reopened just, this is the McDonald's in Moscow that was like the first McDonald's after the fall of the Soviet Union. So it's symbolically very important. He plans to open the rest of them under the new name, which is Vkusno Itochka, which translates to tasty, and that's it.
That's the word for tasty?
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Vkusno. Vkusno Itochka.
Does that mean, so wait, you said it translates, were you saying it translates to tasty, period?
No.
As in
quote,
that's it? Or like,
quote, tasty and that's it, end quote.
Oh okay.
Because
the whole thing was just the word tasty. I'm like, that's a lot for just one to describe tasty.
My bad. You know, I'm not the best English speaker. Now, when I'm translating Russian, it gets even worse.
English as a third language.
English as a failed language. So this is
America
amazing.
America as a failed experiment.
Herman Cain, have you ever seen the story about the Burger King in Pittsburgh that closed and then reopened and was just like, it was called a Burger King, but like they weren't serving the right food. Like it was a Burger King in name only. And
did you know that Bang Bros wanted to buy the naming rights to that? They wanted to call it the Bang Bros King.
Bang Bros King. Step Bang Bros. What? Bang Step Bros. Look, go to the Miami Heat's next game and bang your stepbrother. So anyways, back on track. The food at this Vkusnoye Tochka looks identical. They are just making McDonald's burgers and fries, but they took all the labels off, like the packaging. It is so like weird and dystopian and hilarious.
I love it. I love it.
I'm so happy for the people of Moscow that they can go back to McDonald's.
Maybe they can open the BBC in Moscow and serve that there.
McDonald's America great again.
No. Like, I think even if I was not being severely impacted by pharmaceuticals, I wouldn't have laughed about that.
It wasn't good, so you're not wrong. So this week, Joe Biden announced yet another $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine. And me personally, I'm hoping at least some of that $1 billion is to get Ukraine some more McDonald's.
I saw that in Ukraine, they were putting up these like pet food feeder things in cities that had been destroyed so that animals left behind wouldn't starve.
Aww.
And I really hoped that they were using my tax dollars for that.
Yeah, those fucking, there better be. That's so sad.
I mean, I don't know what they're feeding the people that were trapped there, but
McDonald's.
We got Hopefully. The cats. We got the cats covered.
Look, the cats do not need that. Cats will find their own food. I do feel bad for the dogs, though. Dogs are too stupid to hunt. Sorry, Emma. Sorry, Emma. She was watching you eat that bagel the whole time. She had no idea how to get one of her own.
Oh, yeah. No, she tried to jump up. She almost got a bite a few times. But then she looked at my watery eyes and knew.
Oh, no. This is a sad bagel.
Yeah. She was like, I can't take this girl's bagel. I better just sit here.
Yeah. So also this week, two Americans that went to Ukraine because they wanted to help fight against Russia were captured and are now being held by Russian forces. This is like former Marines that are like, when the war broke out, they're like, I need to go to Ukraine. I need to help them fight Russia. This is so weird that people are allowed to do this. I mean, I guess like who's going to stop them? Like Ukraine needs the soldiers or whatever, but this is such a weird thing that there's people that are like, oh, there's a war. I need to get in that shit.
People joined ISIS.
But they had all the cool videos and stuff. Ukraine is... Never mind.
Sarah, you ever see like a fight break out in a bar and then like four other bros that could have just taken two steps back or like gonna get involved? At least one of them thinks that he's like getting involved to break it up. But really he's getting involved in hopes that he gets to land a few punches, but also pretend he's the hero.
Yeah, yeah. So we wish that these stupid fucking Americans would have made better choices. Sorry you're in jail in Russia, you dumb fucks. God bless the USA. We are going to end today's episode with another installment of our ongoing series, What the Fuck, Joe Biden? Dude, it's been a while since we did a WTFJB. Deanna, are you excited?
Yeah, it's been like seven business days.
So this week, I want to begin. Joe Biden, he made headlines when he signed an executive order to strengthen LGBTQ protections. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, the order that he signed is meant to find ways to strengthen protections. He got all this praise because he essentially wrote out a piece of paper that's like, hey, we need to protect gay people. That was it. That was it. There's nothing of any fucking substance in this thing he signed.
What's embarrassing is that his voting base falls for that. Like, I'm not talking about the people who voted for him because, like, all the complicated reasons people voted for him. But like the people who voted for him because they actually thought he was going to be a good president fall for that shit. They're like, well, he said he was going to think about maybe sometime helping with this problem that he acknowledges is a problem.
Yeah. One of the things in the executive order that he specifically calls out is conversion therapy, which is still legal in 30 states. The executive order seeks to shield youth from the practice. Why not fucking outlaw it? Like, why not go to Congress and yell at them like, hey, we should pass a fucking law to stop this from being a thing that happens in more than half the country? Nope, he's going to sign a piece of paper saying, wouldn't it be nice if somebody did something about this?
Well, yeah, but that's how you get awarded. That's why, because then they'll say there's going to be a rainbow incentive for any state that like also says they might do something about it if all their branches of government agree.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden is an idiot. I mean, he's like a dinosaur. He thinks he can get shit done just like smiling and giving out handshakes and shit.
I have another example of another update on our What the Fuck Joe Biden series. This week, Joe Biden, he's getting serious about doing something about the rising cost of gasoline in this country. So this week, he called for oil companies to both increase production and reduce profits. We did it, folks. Joe Biden asked the companies to stop making so much money, pretty please.
It's their patriotic duty to produce more oil, to function at maximum efficacy and maximum output, because it is their patriotic duty.
Hey, listen here, Jack. You know, I know you're getting record profits, most money you've ever made. What if you just stopped doing that? Would that be okay? Would that be cool? I hate to be pessimistic. I don't think it's going to work. Politely asking oil companies to stop making so much money.
Well, wait, and especially after like something that was a part of his platform was like divesting from those resources. And now he's like, we need those resources and we need them on the cheap and on the double.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not the crude oil production. It's the actual gasoline production. But again, like this is like,
oh, I thought it was the refineries.
Right. That's what he's saying. Like turn more oil we already have into gasoline.
Oh,
but yeah, again, like this doesn't address the fucking problem, which is price gouging from fucking corrupt billionaires and government enabling it to perpetually happen more and more. Like, Joe Biden, if you want to punish anybody for rising gas prices, punish yourself. You're part of the fucking system that allows it to happen. But, you know, maybe if you ask yourself nicely, you'll do better. Who fucking knows? Lastly, in our What the Fuck Joe Biden segment. this one's actually maybe a good news story, or at least funny. This week, Joe Biden fell off his bike like a dumbass. Did you see the video of this?
No.
It's so great. He pulls up. There's like a gang of reporters. Is it gang of report? There's a bunch of reporters standing on a...
I think a gaggle.
A gaggle
more.
Of reporters standing on a sidewalk, like waiting for him to finish his bike ride. And he like pulls up and he takes one foot off the pedal and like starts to say like hi to everybody. And then his other foot gets caught on the pedal and he just crumples over like a fucking idiot, which is something I have done on a bike before. And it's just really funny whenever it happens to an old man who is a war criminal and a racist and a rapist. So it's great.
And a president.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got a lot of superlatives. Is that what that word means? No, it does not. Most likely to ruin our country. There it is. Congratulations, Joe Biden. You know what, though? He got back up and, you know, you fall off your bike, you get back up and you continue ruining the country. So. Congratulations. We've got a couple before we end here. We've got a couple of stories that I think are good. This week, employees at a Maryland Apple store voted to confirm a union, making it the first unionized Apple store in the country. Also, we just passed the 150 Starbucks have now been unionized in just the last year.
Nice.
So, you know,
go.
How many are there?
There are several thousand, but you know, going from zero to 150, even if it's a small overall percentage, like there's some.
That's a lot. Yeah, for sure. I wasn't trying to downplay it. I just wondered how much, like, how long the road was to all of them.
Yeah, well, it seems like that it's just picking up steam, because like the first time it happened, it was like, oh my gosh, like this is controversial. And now it's like another one. So who knows? Maybe it'll start to snowball. I know that Starbucks, the CEO this week said something about like, oh, if you guys unionize, we might not be able to provide trans affirming healthcare anymore. So, you know, the evilest people just keep being eviler. Yeah, but also we have one more good news story. This week, the city of Atlanta is announced that they are working on a plan to crack down on Airbnb owners. They want to make a law that says people can only own a maximum of 2 short-term rentals within the city. That would lead to more than 4,000 Airbnbs disappearing, allowing people to actually start buying houses again. You know, there's all this like housing shortage. And then you see how many people just own dozens of fucking Airbnbs. And yeah, this is the first I've heard of a city trying to fucking fight back like that. So I think that's great news.
I think that's great news. But I think that ultimately they're going to say like that's going to get bounced back as being like unconstitutional because it interferes with those people's ability to obtain property. And so like if you obtain property, you should be allowed to do then whatever you want with your property. So I feel like if they're trying to restrict the amount of properties that a person can own, it will have a very different outcome if they're trying to like restrict potential uses for that property with or without the law.
Well, no, there is still, I see what you're saying, but I think that I don't know if they'll pass it. But I think that if they do, it will work because you have to have a permit from the city to have an Airbnb. So,
oh, okay. That's what I was asking that like, if you have to, so if they're limiting the number of permits issued to 2 per person, that makes sense. I thought you were saying they were going to limit the amount of property that could be obtained for those purposes. So you can still buy 6 houses if you want to, but you can't live in one in Airbnb 5. I get it.
Yeah. So at the very least, like people just have to start renting again, which, you know, fuck landlords, but fuck Airbnb hosts that own an entire block even more than landlords, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, some stuff to be excited about as the world is burning down around us. And that is all that we've got for this week. Thank you both so much for joining me today. Herman Cain, do you have anything to plug? Would you like folks to find you anywhere? Where's your grave if people want to come piss on it?
I saw a tweet the other day that was like,
I'm sorry, I asked you for your plugs and then we both started talking.
I saw a tweet that the other day that was like, fun fact, Ronald Reagan's grave is a gender neutral bathroom. That means you can pee on it no matter what kind of genitals you have. And I felt really good about that.
I like that one. So yes, back to the question I asked you, and then we both, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @blacklefty7.
Hell yeah. You can find Herman Cain in my replies and me in his. So, yeah. Or you can find me officiating his wedding at some point in the future. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I have to get ordained. I was thinking, like, if I get ordained, that means technically I will be involved in a wedding at one point in my life. And that's exciting.
You don't actually have to get ordained.
Oh, even better.
In the state of Pennsylvania, you can get a self-uniting license. It's a part of the Quaker tradition. And then you and your partner can actually just marry each other without an officiant at all. And then the officiant can just like put on a little show. But it's a way to get around getting someone ordained.
Well, I can put on a show, definitely. Or I can just get ordained. I think there's like you can just do it online, I think. I don't know. I've met some really questionable people that told me that they're ordained. So either they were lying or it's not that hard. But
no, it's not that hard.
Hell yeah. I want to put the fucking like certificate up on my wall and be like, yeah, no, I'm going to be in a wedding. This is sad. Deanna, what do you have to plug, buddy? How you doing over there? You ready? You ready to... You know what? You look comfortable.
I look like I'm ready to plug a fork into an outlet. Don't lie.
You that's got anything it. To plug? That's it?
That's
okay.
What I have, that's what I have to plug.
Fair
that's,
enough.
That's what I'll be plugging. Don't yeah. look for me. And if you want to look for me, call 911 first.
Yeah. I will be plugging my toaster into the outlet across from my bathtub and then crying whenever I realize the cord is just about a foot too short. Anyways, I have been Andrew Hillary. You can follow me on Twitter at AndrewHillaryUS. You can follow the podcast at Worst Week Yet across platforms. You can support us by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet and giving us your money. And send us emails. Tell us your fuck, marry, kill for Pokemon or just whatever's on your mind, unless it is criticism because we are too broken and unstable to handle it. As with every podcast, I will say thank you again for listening and we'll be back next week with more bad news.
I like to play fuck, marry, kill with myself because it's like... It's all three.
Fair enough. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.